Alaska's groundfish quotas will be increased next year. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council approved catch limits for Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands harvests at its December session in Anchorage. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Fishing industry advocates are applauding the Council's recommendations for the 2011 Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands groundfish catch limits. The Council upped quotas for two major species, pollock and Pacific cod, increasing the total allowable catch for pollock by 54% and for Pacific cod by 35% over this year's harvest levels. Frank Kelty, president of the Marine Conservation Alliance, says the increased harvest quotas reflect not only strong growth in fish populations, but good fisheries management and the science that backs it up.
We've been told that that 2006 pollock year class was going to come in strong, and that's what we're seeing, and it's been tracked by the scientists for the last 4 years. And we're seeing the increases they projected 3-4 years ago.
MCA supports the Council's recommendations on harvest quotas for the dozen or so species that make up the federal fisheries off the coast of Alaska.
You know, the whole ecosystem in the Bering Sea is looking very good. Mackerel's up 14%, yellowfin sole 9%. And in the Gulf community, there was increases in cod and pollock in the Gulf as well. So the picture for the next few years looks very bright.
Kelty says better harvesting practices have helped fisheries as well.
They're doing a better job on bycatch issues. They're trying to do a much better job. If you look at some of the numbers on bycatch issues, they've been being reduced. And so that is a big part of what's going on.
The Council annually establishes catch limits for fish in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands, basing those limits on advice from scientists from a variety of sources, such as the National Marine Fisheries Service and the State Department of Fish and Game. MCA represents groundfish processors and harvesters in the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska. I'm Ellen Lockyer.